This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel continues battling Hamas militants in the streets as the death toll from the mass incursion is now reported to be above 1,100, with about 700 Israelis and 400 Palestinians. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Security Council confirmed the declaration of war a day after an unprecedented surprise attack by Hamas fighters. In northern Israel, a brief exchange of strikes with Lebanon's Hezbollah militant group raised fears of a broader conflict. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the country will exact a heavy price from its enemies, while Hamas leaders say they're prepared for a further escalation. A major question now is whether Israel will launch a ground assault into Gaza, a move that in the past has brought intensified casualties. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Israeli military on Sunday accused Hamas militants of behaving like the Islamic State group for seeking to hide among civilians and maximum casualties amid an escalating conflict.
The days ahead will be long and difficult. We have paid a heavy price, but we will restore security to the people of Israel.
Israeli Defense Forces spokesman Brigadier General Daniel Hagari said Israeli intelligence indicates Hamas are hiding among Gazan civilians inside Gazan homes and schools, hospitals, and mosques. An Egyptian policeman shot dead two Israeli tourists in their Egyptian guide Sunday, local media and Israeli authorities said. As the war raged for a second day between Israel and Palestinian militants, Israel's National Security Council later said its citizens should consider not traveling abroad. This is VOA News. More than 2,400 people were killed in earthquakes in Afghanistan, the Taliban administration said on Sunday, while 2,000 more have been injured in the deadliest tremors to rock the quake-prone mountainous country in years. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has more.
The Saturday quakes hit the west of the country, with one reaching a 6.3 magnitude, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. Janan Saik, spokesman for the Ministry of Disasters, said 10 rescue teams have been formed in addition to evacuation and rescue operations in the area. He also pointed out a blood distribution process is going on too, and water and shelter have been provided for the affected people. Some of them are sleeping outside as the earthquakes destroyed more than 1,000 homes.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. Russian forces shelled southern Kherson region and other parts of Ukraine on Sunday, killing at least two people and injuring a dozen more, Ukrainian officials said. The general in charge of Ukraine's ground forces said troops were advancing on the eastern front in Kyiv's counteroffensive to evict Russian invaders. The general staff of Ukraine's armed forces said troops had beaten back attacks on five sectors of the 1,000-kilometer front range. U.S. Congress Republican Party members will be meeting behind closed doors early this week to find the winning candidate for the Speaker of the House of Representatives, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Insiders say they need to reach a private consensus over the two announced contenders, Louisiana's Steve Scalise and Ohio's Jim Jordan, noting arguments last week nearly came to blows with the ouster of former Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Florida Congressman and Trump loyalist Matt Gaetz, who set the removal in motion, says on NBC's Meet the Press, it will all be worked out soon. Former President Donald Trump Friday endorsed Jim Jordan, who heads the House Judiciary Committee, for the Speaker's job. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The area around the historic Maui, Hawaii town, largely destroyed by wildfire 2 months ago, has begun welcoming back travelers. The move this weekend comes as the mayor and Hawaii's governor push ahead to restart tourism in support of the economy despite vocal opposition from some Lahaina residents. The websites of five hotels in West Maui show they are accepting reservations again. Eight timeshare properties are also opening across the region early this month, including some a few kilometers from the destination, or from the devastation rather. The reopening falls on the two-month anniversary of the wildfire that killed at least 98 people. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA